This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland launched a sweeping investigation Wednesday into policing practices in the U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, following a jury's verdict that former city police officer Derek Chauvin murdered George Floyd. The probe, quote, will assess whether the Minneapolis Police Department engages in a pattern or practice of using excessive force, including during protests, end quote, Garland told a news conference. Chauvin now must wait at least 8 weeks before finding out his sentence after his conviction on all charges relating to the death last May of George Floyd. Chad's main opposition parties Wednesday denounced what they called an institutional coup d'etat after the shocking death of newly reelected President Idriss Deby and his replacement by son, Mohamed. Around 30 opposition formations, quote, call for the installation of a transition led by civilians through inclusive dialogue, end quote, the party said in a statement. The U.S. State Department weighed in, saying Washington wants to see a transition in Chad that is consistent with its constitution after President Deby's death Monday. The younger Deby takes over as president in place of his father, according to a charter released by the presidency Wednesday. There has been progress at Vienna-based talks between world powers aimed at salvaging the 2015 deal on Iran's nuclear program, but any escalatory moves would jeopardize the opportunity, the European negotiating countries said Wednesday. Former U.S. President Donald Trump walked out of the deal in 2018, but the talks in the Austrian capital, which indirectly involve the U.S., are seen as the best chance yet of reviving the accord, with U.S. President Joe Biden keen to reengage.